With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. As drought settles over the San Joaquin Valley, a new report warns of other circumstances that could result in entire communities losing drinking water. FM89's Carrie Klein reports on an analysis of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
More than a million Valley residents could lose their public drinking water under the sweeping groundwater legislation known as SGMA. That's according to a paper by the nonprofit Pacific Institute. Under SGMA, local water agencies across the state determine allowable levels of groundwater decline, but dozens of communities have shallow public water wells that don't reach that far underground, according to report author Darcy Bostick.
What's really concerning here is that over 40% of small water systems with one to two wells will lose access to water if the groundwater levels decline.
These endangered wells are concentrated in communities of color and with low incomes. Bostick says it's too early to predict when wells could go dry, and there's still time for local groundwater agencies to help their communities survive declining water levels.
It would be nice for them to take this analysis and then talk with those water systems and figure out what they can do.
Solutions could include creating recharge basins and consolidating water systems in smaller communities with bigger ones. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.